This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Newly released government emails show the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Donald Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on that July 25th phone call that now lies at the center of last week's impeachment of the President of the United States. But now this new trove of emails shows that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget had asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
91 minutes after President Trump's July 25th call with President Zelensky, in which he asked for a favor, Michael Duffy, a top Trump administration official, sent an email ordering that the military assistance be withheld and that that order be hush-hush.
Meanwhile, discussions continue about the upcoming impeachment trial of the president. One of the big issues, whether witnesses will be called in to testify. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell now says Republicans have not ruled out calling witnesses.
Yeah, as I've said repeatedly, we can't take up a matter we don't have. And so hopefully it'll be on the way over at some point.
So negotiations continue with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who's refused so far to send over the past articles of impeachment so the trial will be able to continue. A court in Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death and three others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. There's Matt Small.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never